Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. While living out of his car during the pandemic, an Amazon-loving author traveled to bookshops around the country with a simple question. Why should people shop in an indie bookstore? The answers make him rethink his Amazon allegiance. The bookstore, see what I did there, is a 30-minute documentary film. It's from now until July 7th. All the money they raise with digital pre-orders and tickets to the virtual premiere will go straight to the Book Industry Charitable Foundation. The man behind all of this is Mason Engel. He joins us this morning on the Roundtable. Good morning, Mason. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's very nice to have you on the program. Now, this is what I learned last night. So the film, you can pre-order the film. And the film is still being worked on, but this is all to get ready for the big launch, which will happen next month.
That is correct. So we are trying to be mindful of the schedules of the foundation we're raising money for, BINC, also known as the Book Industry Charitable Foundation, and the American Booksellers Association. So it's a vibrant community in the bookstore world, and we're trying to find our little niche in the schedule. But yeah, we're selling digital pre-orders, like you mentioned in the intro, and tickets to the virtual premiere, which will be sometime in mid-July. We're still in the process of fixing a date.
All right. So let's talk about this project and what got you to this point. My understanding, basically, is that there were two road trips. So there was one where you started going around as you were promoting your own book, and then during the pandemic that maybe I should go and see these stores and give them another look and start asking this question.
Yeah, so I guess the story starts back in 2017, and that's when I self-published the book on Amazon. It did reasonably well online a couple years go by, and I was looking for different ways to promote my work, and I thought it would be an interesting idea to try and get the book into physical stores, brick and mortar, independent bookshops. So my crazy idea was to take a road trip from Indiana to California and back and visit 50 independent bookstores in 50 days. In each store I visited, I would give away a copy of my book, ask the bookseller I talked to for feedback on the writing, and ask if they would sell it in the store. But by the time I got to Lawrence, Kansas, a few hundred miles from my hometown in Indiana, I'd visited 8 to 10 stores at that point, and I was walking up to the Raven bookstore, and I saw in the window this homemade-looking pamphlet, a zine, and the title was How to Resist Amazon and Why. At that point, I looked down at the book in my hand, which was a self-published original available on Amazon, exclusively on Amazon, and I realized that what I had been doing was traveling around and asking booksellers to promote something that was available only through their direct competitor. And yet, all the conversations I had to that point were incredibly positive. Booksellers were enthusiastic and passionate and supportive of my trip. And that just really spoke to me, because after this, obviously, in hindsight at least, obviously insensitive thing I've been doing, I've just been greeted with such warmth. And that made me want to learn more about the industry and ultimately take this second road trip this past summer to interview the booksellers and produce the documentary.
And in the second trip, you basically go from Indianapolis, south to New Orleans, over into Florida, and then up the East Coast as far as, let's say, Vermont, and then over across New York State and back to Indiana, via Detroit. So what was it like? I know many bookstores in our region are included in the documentary. You made your way to some wonderful stores. The North Shire, I believe, is included. The book loft, or I'm sorry, the book, not book house, What's the other
Market,
one?
Market.
There
Block
you go. In, there you go. Market Block
Troy,
Books
yeah.
in Troy. The other one. That's right. And so what was it like? Because now we have a wonderful network of independent booksellers on our show that come on and talk mm-hmm. about what they do. And they're all dear, dear friends. But what I find interesting, and I'm wondering if you had the similar experience, is just how different the stores can be.
Right. You would think that after – so the past 2 years, I've gone to over 100 independent bookstores. And you would think that after a while, they would all start to blend together. But that's just not the case. It may be the case if I had visited 100 different carpet stores in the past 2 years or some other kind of retail. But these shops are so distinct from one another and so unique. And it's not an arbitrary uniqueness. Of course, it does have to do with the personality of the owner and the staff. But largely, I think the uniqueness comes from the community that the store is in, because all the shops that I visited have been enmeshed and ingrained in their community.
Right.
And of course, each community is unique. So it makes sense that the bookshop that serves them would carry that same uniqueness.
Now, you're ready to do this trip. You end up doing it over 17 days, but you are challenged by the pandemic because as you're ready to go, then comes COVID. So I assume you thought, okay, well, we're not going to do this at all.
Yeah, it was scary. This was back in, let's rewind to January of 2020. I had two camera operator interns scheduled from Purdue, which is my alma mater. And we were planning a 30 to 35 day trip around the East Coast, spending a lot more time in the stores, scheduling, coordinating with their events team to try and film author events and similar events like that. And then in March, all of that changed. And at first, I did think that. I thought it was going to be the end of the trip, that we would have to postpone everything and produce the documentary at another time. But the more I thought about it and the more I thought about the mission of what we were trying to do, it turned out to be the exact perfect timing. Our goal with the project was to raise as much money as possible for the Book Industry Charitable Foundation. It's the industry safety net. And during the pandemic and after the pandemic, we knew that safety net would be more important than ever. So we just started paring down the trip. 35 days became 17 days. Two camera operators became one. And we figured out what the essentials were because we knew it would be an important project.
The question all along was, why should people shop at an indie bookstore? So ultimately, the answer you came up with was what?
Well, it's multifaceted, of course. And it starts with logic and deciding or prioritizing shopping local over shopping at big box stores. Most of us have seen the infographics that show how more money stays in the community, how the small shops employ local people and all those things. And those reasons are very valuable and very true. What I explore more in the documentary, though, is less to do with compelling people to shop indie and more with trying to move them to shop indie. We have so many shoulds and supposed tos, especially emerging from quarantine and isolation, keeping 6 feet away, wearing our masks, all these things that we have to do. And I didn't want to make people feel like shopping at an independent bookstore was just another of those things. So what we tried to do with the interviews is just give booksellers a platform to share their love for the stores and to let that love become infectious. But as for why folks should want to shop indie, again, I think the context of the pandemic is a perfect way to think about this, because after the first logistical nightmare wave when no one could get anything, for the most part, we've been able to order things quickly and cheaply online. And yet, there's been a spike in anxiety across the country, in depression, in various mental, emotional trouble. And I think it just speaks to the fact that that cheapness and that convenience is not enough. We're looking for something more as humans, and that something more is what indie bookshops have, and I would encourage people to seek it out.
Mason Engel is a filmmaker and author. The documentary The Books Tour, BOOKSTOUR, film.com is the website. The Books tourfilm.com, and you can find out more information about the project as it becomes available next month. Mason Engel, thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck.
Thank you, Joe, and everyone keep shopping indie.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.